Hi there, may I speak with Mark?
Who's calling, please?
Hey there, so my name's Ethan. I'm following up with you about the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
You're calling for what reason?
So I'm calling on a recorded line. This is about the Roundup lawsuit. Roundup's the weed killer spray, the herbicide. Did you ever use this before?
Oh, yes, you mean Roundup?
Yes, Roundup.
Yeah, I did.
After your use or exposure to Roundup, were you ever diagnosed with any cancer?
Yes, I was.
Really sorry to hear about that. What kind of cancer was it?
I was non four, stage four, non-Hodgkin's.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Really sorry to hear that you had to go through this, but if that is the case, it does sound like we might be able to help you out here with getting a claim started. What year were you diagnosed?
Oh gosh, it was, I think, 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Okay. How old were you at this time?
74.
Sorry, you cut out there. One more time, please.
I was 74.
74. Gotcha. Okay. And currently, do you have an attorney that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, Mr. Mark, that you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Well, no, someone did try to help me, and I don't think it went through.
Okay, what ended up happening with that? Did they say they couldn't help you?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Okay, did you ever sign any kind of documents or packets of information for them already?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, do you know, like, for example, did they ever, they could have even sent you something like on the phone or digitally for you to draw your signature on the screen. Do you know if you'd ever did anything like that?
It's been a while, so I don't remember. But they, it's not like I didn't have a job where I used Roundup all the time. I had some property, about 20 acres of property,
Okay.
and I used to have to spray it every year for knapweed.
Okay, I
And
see.
but it was just my personal use. It wasn't a professional use.
Okay, I see. When we, in a lot of cases, we are able to help people who use it only residentially or recreationally. For example, if they just had their own property or a garden, there's a lot of cases where we can help people in those situations as well. Anyways, all I need to do is I just need to make sure that you haven't signed up with an attorney. So I would assume then that you had a phone conversation, something similar to what we're doing now before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know on that same call, did they say, oh, sure, let's get this started? Or did they tell you, oh, we can't help you?
I don't remember.
How long ago was this?
I think 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, 3 or 4 years ago. Was this before or after you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was after.
Okay.
I was treated with chemotherapy.
I see. Do you remember, did you ever get anything in the mail from this person you spoke with?
I don't believe so.
Did they ever contact you again after that?
No.
Okay, and then on that call, do you remember if maybe they sent you any emails or text message that would have contained any documents at all?
I'm sorry, I don't remember. I don't.
I know. I'm just trying to think of questions that might help probe your memory a little bit. Yeah, 'cause if they did not ever follow up with you or contact you ever again, I'm pretty certain you don't have an attorney, but I would need you to be absolutely certain. I would need you to say on the recorded line that, of course, you are sure that you don't have an attorney or that you've never signed anything with someone. So I know you said you didn't get anything in the mail. Trying to think, do you remember the name of this attorney's office or this person that you spoke with, maybe?
No, I don't. It was just too long ago.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I know a lot of this might be difficult to recall, but I'm just trying to think here. Let me think. Yeah, so typically how it works is either they would send you something in the mail to sign, or usually how we do it nowadays with the help of technology, we would send you something through what's called DocuSign, which is where you would open it on your phone or your computer, and then you would actually just take your finger on the screen and draw a signature. Or you would type it, or if you were on the computer, you would use your mouse, you would click, and then you would draw it like that. Do you remember doing anything like that?
Again, I'm telling you, I really don't remember what transpired. I just remember they said that it didn't seem that I had had a valid claim. So
They said you had a bad claim.
they said I think they said I just didn't have a valid claim, or that they just couldn't help me, or whatever. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Okay,
I don't.
so this was about 3 to 4 years ago, and they said they could not help you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Are you at least certain of that much? Can you say that under penalty that you could confirm that is what happened?
Yes.
Okay, and you, okay, we'll go ahead and continue then. So you were, of course, you did say you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct? Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through this. Did you have more than one diagnosis or just one diagnosis of NHL?
Oh, well, I think just one. I ended up having to get, I think, six chemotherapy treatments.
Okay, I see. Now you would be filing a claim for yourself, of course, right, Mr. Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you were diagnosed about 3, 4 years ago, right?
Think it was, yes.
Okay. Do you remember at least maybe just the year that you were diagnosed?
Well, let's just go back, say 4 years ago, whatever that was.
You would
21,
you'd say 2021?
something like that.
Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, like maybe someone in your household, someone who also took care of your land with you that was also using Roundup and might have been injured by it too?
Oh, no.
Okay. And you said you were how old again when you were diagnosed with your NHL?
Probably 74, 73, 74.
74. Okay. Gotcha. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Maybe, I guess 5, 6,
Okay, five to
something like that.
six. Gotcha. I'll just put between 5 to 6 then. It doesn't have to be exact, of course. I do understand a lot of this is difficult to recall. So a lot of these answers will just be your best estimate as best as you can come up with it. Now, between those 5 to 6 years, I would assume then that you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 separate days. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And what I'm calling you on, am I speaking to you on your smartphone, Mr. Mark, or is this a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And currently, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, now I'm going to list off a number of different ailments or illnesses. I'm just going to read off to you a list, and if any of them would apply to you, you can go ahead and let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we have HIV slash AIDS, autoimmune disease,
No.
hepatitis C,
No.
rheumatoid arthritis.
I have arthritis. I don't know if it's rheumatoid or what type, but I have very severe arthritis.
Gotcha, I see. Really sorry to hear you're going through that as well. Diabetes mellitus.
No.
Did you ever have any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you ever have any family history of cancer?
My father had cancer.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you ever have an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Did you ever have hepatitis B?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr?
No.
And lastly, were you ever diagnosed with lupus?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And now you did say your father was diagnosed with cancer at some point, correct?
Yeah, he was a smoker.
Okay, gotcha. Was it lung cancer?
Throat.
Okay,
Yeah.
gotcha. You said throat cancer, and that was because he was a smoker, you said, right?
Yes, I'm afraid
Gotcha.
so.
Okay, I see. Okay, and now on my file here, Mr. Mark, I have your first name as Mark, of course, Mark, and last name DeFalco. That's D-E capital F-A-L-C-O. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you have a middle initial as well?
E.
E as in elephant.
No, P as in Philip.
Okay, gotcha. P as in Philip. Additionally, just for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you currently married?
No.
Okay. Mark, what is your birthday?
5/16/47.
Okay, 5/16/1947. So you are currently 78 or 77?
77.
77. Gotcha. Sorry, the math in my head is a little bit rusty. I'm not too great at that. And Mark, what is your social?
Well, do I need to give you that over the phone?
Yeah,
Is
so
that
Mark,
not?
I will let you know the reason why we asked for the social is because it is tied to your medical records. Our attorney partners will be using that to pull your medical information from hospitals on your behalf. Additionally, we and our partners are monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So I assure you, if at any point there was ever any mishandling of your private information, there would of course be penalties for us involved and our attorney partners would lose their licenses. So we do take your privacy very seriously.
All right. Okay, it's 376-508-898.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. 376-508-898. Okay, thank you. Do appreciate you confirming. Now, Mr. Mark, how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup, your Roundup exposure, and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, I mean, I wasn't, I didn't know not to use it. I only found out, several years later when I got cancer, that someone said that could have been used, the use of, because I eat organic food,
Right.
I exercise, I don't smoke, I don't drink. it's hard to say how it would have occurred other than that. I don't know.
Okay, gotcha. So you just said someone told you that it could have been connected, and then I assume you looked into it a little bit more from there.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you remember, was it a friend or a family member, or was it your doctor?
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Again, doesn't have to be exact. I know a lot of this is going to be hard for you to remember. So I can just write down that someone you know told you that your diagnosis could have come from Roundup.
Yes.
Okay, so someone Mark knew told him that his, and did you, was this after you were diagnosed?
Right.
Okay. So I can just put your date of diagnosis then, since I'm assuming you don't remember exactly when you were told, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, I'll just put 2021 then. That's perfectly fine. And I'll just write down that it was someone you knew that, and they let you know that, oh, hey, your diagnosis of NHL could have possibly been connected to your usage of the Roundup spray.
Yeah, it's hard to assume that it'd be anything else. I don't smoke, I don't drink, have at all. I eat all organic food. I watch my weight. I exercise. Do all the things that are supposed to be you're supposed to do. Now, when people ask me about any advice, medically, I go to, I don't know. I thought I was doing all the right things, and I'm the one that ended up with cancer.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I would say you are definitely doing the right things, but it's just unfortunate things like this where it's, of course, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no way you could have known that Roundup would have caused your cancer, but that's why the lawsuit is happening now, so that people who were affected can, at the very least, find justice for what was done to them because of it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just write down again. So I'll put your date of diagnosis as when you found out about that connection. Additionally, Mr. Mark, as you best know it, what is your height and weight?
5'9", 175.
Okay, 5'9" and 175. I have your best email here down as sonorantrail@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and your primary phone number, that'll be 406-581-5760.
Correct.
Okay, and you did say this is your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mark, again, this doesn't have to be exact, of course. I wouldn't expect you to know, but just your best estimate. How many times per month or per year do you believe that you used Roundup while you were using it?
Well, I used it in the springtime for, I don't know, 5-6 years. We have a knapweed. What do you call it? Knapweed infestation?
Right, yeah.
At a piece of property that I had up north. I no longer have it, but I had to use it every year.
Okay, every year. And that was for, you said, between 5 to 6 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, and this was during the springtime. Do you know about how many times in a year you would have used it, maybe? Just your best estimate, of course.
It would usually take me about 4 or 5 days to cover the whole property.
Okay, so I'll put about 5 days per year then. Does that sound accurate to you?
I think so.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
And then in the fall, they recommended that they use it again in the fall, so.
Gotcha. Okay, so you would say you applied it seasonally then?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And you sprayed it for at least one full year before you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you remember approximately what year you started spraying Roundup?
Well, it would have been in like the 5 years prior to, well, I guess 5 or 6 years prior to when I was diagnosed.
Okay, gotcha. I can put about 2016 then. That would be about 5 years before then.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put 2016. And then so then you stopped using it right around when you were diagnosed then, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll put down you used it between 2016 all the way up until 2021.
I think it's about right.
Gotcha. Did you stop using it because you were informed that your diagnosis could have come from Roundup?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I will go ahead and write that down as well. For your application, would you remember, were you using just a little bottle with a sprayer on it? Did you have one of those big backpacks?
I had a backpack with pretty powerful sprayer.
Okay. Gotcha. Used a backpack, had a pretty strong sprayer on it. I will write that down as well. Did you have to use any protective gear while using it? For example, any gardening gloves, any face masks or goggles?
I don't think I did. And okay. I'm foolish to think about it now, but I don't know. I don't think I did. I didn't.
Okay, and that's perfectly okay. I mean, in retrospect, it's always easy to say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. But like I said before, at the end of the day, there's no way any of us could have known that this would have caused something as severe as cancer, you know? You didn't do anything wrong, and that's, again, why this lawsuit is happening. So people such as yourself, we can help them find justice for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I'm just here to help you as best I can, Mr. Mark. In any case, I know you remember you did say that you were spraying it in an area that was about 20 acres, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was this just your own property? Was this a commercial farm?
No, it was my own property.
Okay, 20 acres. So it was residential property?
No, it was, I was hoping to build a house there, but it was just raw land.
Okay, gotcha. So it was just private property that you owned, and you were of hoping to one day build something there.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. 20 acres, private property. Gotcha. And what state was this in?
Montana.
Okay, let me go ahead and scroll down. Montana. Click on that right there. Okay. Now, for your exposure, I have three options here. There's occupational slash commercial, there's agricultural, and there's residential. Which one would best describe that then?
Residential.
Residential, gotcha. And you were first to expose, was that your first exposure to Roundup when you were using it on this property?
Well, no, I used to use it when I was working as a carpenter and a landscaper in Colorado many years before. But I didn't know. I didn't know
Okay, gotcha. So you first
sense
used
enough.
it. Okay, so you were working these jobs, you used it, and then you also started using it again later just for your private use. Okay, gotcha. And you were exposed directly, meaning you were the one spraying it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll write down you were exposed directly and you were also personally spraying the Roundup. So then you were present during the application of Roundup on this property every time then, correct?
Yes.
Okay, every time. Now, my next question is I'm going to ask you how many exposures to Roundup you believe you had in your lifetime. I know that might be hard to come up with, so I'll help you do some math. I know you did say you used it about 4 to 5 times a year, and you used it for about 6 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we take 5 times 6, that would come out to about 30 total exposures throughout your lifetime. Does that sound accurate to you?
Well, throughout my lifetime, no, that's just during the time I had that property. Like I said, I used it when I was a carpenter and general maintenance guy in Colorado. I used it in the springtime, usually. People's properties.
Right, yes, of course. I completely forgot about that. I'm so sorry. Now, how long were you doing these jobs for? How many years would you say?
Suppose 20 years.
20 years. Okay. And you had said you used it seasonally as well, just during the springtime?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And I would assume you were using it maybe on a weekly basis during the spring, or was it a daily basis even?
Well, on a daily basis, you to the different properties.
Okay, so you used it on a daily basis throughout the springtime. This was for about 20 years as well. So, if just doing some basic math in my head, that would come out to maybe like 400 to 500 separate exposures. Does that sound more accurate to you?
Wow, that's a lot. I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful lot.
I'm just saying, this is just me doing math in my head. So if you used it daily for work for over the course of 20 years during the springtime, that would come out to about a few hundred.
Okay.
I could just write down 200 just to be safe if that sounds more accurate to you.
I think so, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll just put down 200. Again, not to worry, most of these numbers I totally don't expect you to know accurately off the top of your head or at least super exact. So again, it'll largely be just your best estimate. Additionally, do you live near any water wells?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I can't say for sure. I don't know.
Gotcha. If you believe you haven't, or if you're leaning towards no, I can just put no.
Yeah, I think no.
Gotcha. Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Now, for the type of Roundup that you were using, do you remember, was it concentrate where you would just buy it and then you would have to mix it with water, or was it premix where you would buy it and then you could just use it right away?
Remix, I think.
Premix, okay. Do you remember any names of stores you would buy it from? For example, was it maybe a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, etc.?
Was up for the most part, it was in Helena, Montana, and it was there's a home and garden store there. It's not Walmart, it's not Home Depot. It's a place. It's kind of a independent home and garden. Can't remember the
Gotcha.
name of it.
Okay, that's fine. So you just know it was from a retail store and it was a home and garden type of store.
Yes.
Okay, and you did say this was in Helena, Montana, correct?
Oh, not yes, and Great Falls.
Great Falls, Montana.
Yes, both those towns I would get it from. But I, to be honest with you, I don't remember the name of that place.
Yeah, no, if you don't
Obviously.
remember, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay. In addition, would you happen to have any proof of purchase, such as maybe old receipts, pictures, or maybe credit card statements? If you don't, that's okay.
I don't.
Okay. Gotcha. I'll put down that you do not have. In any case, if you don't have any in your possession, if you don't have any receipts, don't worry about that too. I know our attorneys that are working on this case are very experienced and they know how to prove these cases with or without that evidence, should you or should you not have it. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. So you don't have any leftover receipts then or anything like that, do you?
I'm certain I don't know.
Okay, yeah, again, don't worry about it. I promise that's okay. Do you have any leftover Roundup at all, like the Roundup itself in your possession?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. I certainly would not expect you to. Have you ever smoked, Mark?
No.
Okay.
Well, 50 years ago.
50 years ago. Okay, yeah, that was kind of a while ago. Were you like, yeah, I mean, if that was so long ago and if you only smoked like a little bit, I can just put no.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Additionally, because of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you ever lose any time from work because of surgery or treatments?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Gotcha. What branch were you?
Me.
You said Army?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what years you served for?
Yes. 66 to 69.
Okay, 1966 through 1969. I'll write that down. And what type of discharge did you receive?
I disabled. I'm 100% disabled.
Gotcha. Disabled, discharge. Okay. Were you ever stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. Do you know your Veterans Administration number?
Yeah, it's 0547736.
Okay. 0547736. Additionally, are you receiving any type of VA benefits right now?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever involved in any other lawsuits, Mr. Mark?
No.
Have you ever filed any disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Have you ever had to file for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, good. If anything, I am glad that the answer to all those questions did end up being no. Other than any minor traffic offenses, like for example, maybe a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, anything small like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Okay. Now my next question, this is going to be back, we're going back to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. Do you remember the name of the doctor who diagnosed you?
Dr. Thomas.
Okay. Dr. Thomas was the last name.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the hospital you went to for your diagnosis as well?
Deaconess.
Say that one more time, please. I'm sorry.
Deaconess Hospital in
Okay.
Bozeman, Montana.
Could you spell that for me, please, actually?
DEACONESS, Deaconess.
Okay, Deaconess, you said Deaconess Hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and let me go ahead and check here. I see a few different ones. Was that the one in Newburgh?
No, it's in Bozeman.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just go ahead and find it right here. Roseman. Yeah, I do apologize. I like to look it up to find the address, but when I look it up, there are so many different Deaconess. You said, and then what state was this in as well?
Bozeman, Montana.
Okay, Bozeman, Montana. I have an address here. This comes up as 915 Highland Boulevard.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and write that down then. Thank you for confirming. And I'll go ahead and write down Bozeman Deaconess Regional Medical Center. Okay, Bozeman Health Deaconess Regional Medical Center. And alrighty. Now, how did your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma impact your life?
I don't know how to answer that. I just accepted the treatment, and I had six treatments, I think. So, you know, how does that affect someone?
Gotcha, yeah. Okay, yeah, most definitely. Again, I am sorry to hear that you had to go through this, but I do hope you're doing much better now than you were back then, of course. In any case, so for your treatments, I assume, like, did that have any kind of impact on your body? Like, did it make you weaker, harder to get around, anything like that?
It was pretty rough, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. I would say I can put down that the treatments, they took a big toll on your body. Additionally, like emotionally, like did that cause you any like mental distress as well, I would assume?
It does. Yeah, it was quite depressing, you know, to be that ill.
Gotcha. Yeah, of course. And I totally understand how and why someone would feel like that, of course. I mean, being diagnosed with cancer, I can't pretend to know what that's like, but I do know it's very scary. Additionally, do you have any medical records that would show your cancer diagnosis?
Well, I'm sure the hospital has them.
Gotcha. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that question is basically just to confirm that you know they exist, right?
Yeah.
Okay, most definitely. Were you also treated at the same hospital, Deaconess?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Was it also the same Dr. Thomas that did your treatments as well?
Yes.
Okay. If you give me just 1 second, then makes it really easy for me to simply just copy and paste all of that hospital information and your doctor's name. Do you remember approximately when your treatment started? Like, was it right when you were diagnosed? The same year?
Well, first I had a operation to remove tumor, and then the treatment.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put the 2021 then as the date that you were treated.
Okay. Please get my feeling.
Oncology. Okay. So then the oncology practice that treated your cancer, this was also Deaconess Medical?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I will go ahead and just copy and paste Deaconess's name and address one more time then.
Yes.
Alrighty. And then that address, that should be, 915 Highland. And their phone number, 406-414-5000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, additionally, what type of treatment did you receive for NHL? I'll list off a few different ones. If any of them just apply, you can let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Did you have to have any stem cell transplants?
No.
Any chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
Yes.
Any radiation therapy?
No.
I believe you mentioned you had surgery as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, we're actually almost done here. I know this has been quite the long process, but lastly, I just need to get your primary contact address. What is your primary address, Mr. Mark?
198 Longfall Lane, LaunFal, 59718.
Okay. Sorry, you were cutting out a little bit out there then. You said 198 Longfall Lane?
Correct.
Okay. I would assume that's V-O-N space F-A-L-L.
No, it's L-A-U-N-F-A-L.
Okay, gotcha. L-A-U-N-F-A-L, gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
And that's in Bozeman?
Bozeman. Yes.
Okay. 59718.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And this was, yeah, okay. So just want to confirm that's 198 Lawnfall Lane, Bozeman, Montana, 59718. Okay. And let me just zoom in. Okay, perfect. Additionally, would there happen to be any unit or apartment number that would apply to this address?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Now we're almost at the end here. Lastly, I just need to request an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time if we need to reach you. It's very rare that we ever do reach out to them, though. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Okay. Her name is Fern Montcrief, Montcrief. Her number is 406-451-2265.
Okay, you said 406-451-2265.
Correct.
Okay, and that was Montcrief.
Correct.
Okay, what is your relationship to this person?
She's my neighbor.
Okay, I'll put down your neighbor. And we do have permission to contact this person in case we ever have to.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, again, we are finally at the end here. So what I'm going to do lastly, Mr. Mark, is what I'll be doing is I'll actually be sending you some documents for you to sign digitally, kind of like how I mentioned at the beginning of the call. So I will be sending you a text message. It's going to say my name, which is Ethan, should say my name, and it'll also contain a link that you can click on that is from DocuSign. Before I send that your way, though, I'm just going to double check with you real quick. So I'm going to make some drafts of those documents and read off to you some of your personal information. I just want to be 100% sure that I didn't maybe spell something wrong or possibly get some of your personal information wrong. That way, I don't have to bug you again for more signatures down the line, okay? So yeah, give me just a second here. I'm going to allow my system to automatically build these documents. Once that's finished, I will read off to you some items of your personal information just so you can double check them with me, and then I'll have it sent over to you straight away. Okay, so give me just a second while those documents process, and then I will pull them up for you on my end, and I'm going to start checking some things here. Okay, I see you, Mark P. DeFalco, and I'm going to click continue and going to hit next, agree and continue. Okay, I see your name there. Okay. So your address, that's 198 Launfal Lane in Bozeman, 59718. Your phone number is 406-581-5760. Okay. Email address, again, that's sonorantrail@gmail.com. Okay. And let's see, you were born on May 16th, 1947.
Yes.
Okay, and lastly, oh, I need to zoom in here actually, it's really small. Your social, it was 376-508-8898. Okay, that all looks good to me then. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and hit send on my end again, and you should be receiving that text message from me momentarily. So let me know when you get that.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to go ahead and click on that link. It's going to take you to DocuSign. Once you click on the link, it should say, please review and act on these documents. You'll check a little box at the bottom and then click continue, and then it'll take you to the documents where you'll be able to read them and sign them.
Okay, allow while visiting this site.
Yes.
Okay. Continue. Agree. Please
Okay.
sign. It's
Yes.
not, nothing's happening when I sign it.
Okay, so does it still say please review and act on these documents?
Yeah.
Okay. At the bottom, you see that kind of like blue bar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see the little white box that you can click on that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure that has a check mark in it. Make sure you click on that and then you can click continue.
Okay, I get it. Yes.
Okay. Now what do you see?
Whole bunch of small text.
Yeah, I know. A lot of it, there is definitely a lot to read through, and I know it's a little really small, but thankfully DocuSign makes this really easy. You should see a button on the top that says either start or next, right?
Next.
Okay, yeah. So if you click on next, it'll actually automatically take you to the next box that you need to sign, which on the document itself should be highlighted in yellow.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, so go
Oh,
ahead
yeah.
and click. Perfect, yeah. Thankfully,
Okay.
DocuSign does make this real easy since I know there is a lot to scroll through and a lot to read. I will let you know, Mr. Mark, just make sure you're paying attention just because some areas will ask you for your full signature and other areas will ask you only for your initials as legibly as you can write them. Yeah, so make sure you're just reading it and paying attention to which one is which. And yeah, every time you add your signature to a box, you can just click next again after that, and it'll keep taking you to the next field to put your signature in.
Confused.
And if you're ever confused, or if you're not sure where to go, or if you need any help, just let me know and I'll do my best to guide you through this.
Signature. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be going here.
Okay, can you tell me exactly what you're looking at right now?
Think that I put initials where I should have put a signature, I guess.
Okay, I see. So when you click next, what happens?
I don't understand what it's doing. Two required fields left.
Okay, yeah. Do you see any boxes that are highlighted in yellow that don't yet have an initial or a signature in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything that you need to sign will just be highlighted in yellow, and then you can click on that and it should put your signature or your initials there.
Okay. All right, said it. We're done signing.
Okay,
Continue.
you said it's finished signing?
Yeah.
Okay, I just received it on my end. I'm just going to check it real quick to make sure all your signatures and initials ended up in the right place. So give me just a second here, okay? Okay, I see signature and I see initials. Okay, let me see. MDF. Okay, yeah. I see. Okay, and then for your regular signature, that would look just like your initials. That's how you normally sign.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then I see your initials you wrote. That just looks like MDF, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so as long as I have that clear, the only reason I ask you is I know it might seem silly, but sometimes the attorneys, if they think the signature looks too close to the initials, then they'll ask me to, oh, go back and re-sign because we want just the signature and just the initials. But as long as you can confirm to me on the recorded line that this is how your regular signature would look, then that's okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then, yeah, so I see here that your initials, you did write that separately, and that is a separate drawing. So, yeah, that looks all good to me. Okay, perfect. In that case, then, Mark, we are almost all done for today. Before I let you go, I do apologize. I know the whole digital signature can be a little bit confusing, but honestly, we got through that pretty easy. I would say much easier than most people I've worked with, to be honest. That was pretty quick, actually. Okay, before I let you go, though, I do need to read you a closing script just so you know what to expect going forward. So before we wrapped up, I will let you know, while our attorney partners are working on your claim, they will be reaching out to you probably multiple times during the finalization process. I might also call you within the next several hours. It is getting pretty late, though, so maybe possibly tomorrow morning, but do look out for any calls coming soon, possibly in the next several hours, once your file passes our quality assurance department. I may be needing to call you so I can introduce you and put you on the line directly with our attorney partners. When they do reach out to you, or when I reach out to you again, our attorney partners may ask you some of the same questions that we went over already. That's perfectly normal. They just need to verify some information and confirm your identity, okay?
Right.
They may also need you to sign additional forms. I don't think they will, but at some point they might need you to sign, for example, maybe additional medical releases or some other type of releasing document just so they can strengthen your claim. So if you do see any paperwork coming from them in the future, do make sure you're on top of that as well. But again, like I said before, I'm pretty sure you're done signing at this point. But that's just in case, just to let you know.
Thank you.
Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. In a nutshell, basically, all I'm letting you know is just to make sure you're staying in contact and looking out for any future phone calls from me and our attorneys, just so we can stay in touch and make sure that your claim moves forward smoothly, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so before I let you go as well, lastly, I'm also going to send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number. That is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. And if you ever have questions or concerns, you know exactly where to reach me and you're always free to call or text, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And before I let you go as well, just one last thing. I promise this is the last thing. I will also send you the phone number for our attorney partners. So that way, if you want to reach them directly, since they are the ones handling your case, that way you have their information and you can always contact them.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Now, give me just a second here. I am going to go ahead and pull that up. Okay. So let's see. I'll send you that. The phone number for our attorney partners is, sorry, give me just a second. I don't know where I put it. I'm trying to find it right now. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and send, I'm going to send it to you on a text message. It's going to be 866-271-7275. And just to let you know as well, they are best contacted between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all I needed from you today, then, Mr. Mark. Additionally, did you have any other questions or any concerns at all that I can help you with at this time?
I know. No.
Okay. Well, if anything, Mark, I am just happy that I could help you out today. And again, we will be in contact most likely soon, could be in the next few hours. But again, since it is pretty late here, I would say most likely tomorrow morning. But yeah, we will be in touch soon. And I do hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for
Yeah.
being there.
Yeah, no,
Bye.
absolutely, Mark. I'm happy to help. You take care now,
Bye
okay?
bye.